Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of the Gaza Strip in Israel. Iran orders the Palestinians to attack Israel. That's the headline. David Dolan will come to this broadcast table in a moment with more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
I think about 90 different mortars were fired from out of the Gaza Strip into Israel proper itself. Give us an update, if you will, buddy.
Well, Jimmy, indeed, it was started by the Islamic Jihad group, which is directly under the control of Iran. The Hamas group that controls the Gaza Strip is also, of course, allied with Iran and receives weapons and money from them, but they retain a certain distance, whereas Islamic Jihad, a smaller group, went to Iran's side many years ago and has been very close to them. The Israelis believe that this was ordered by Tehran, that they wanted to cause a diversion, Jimmy, in the south. Well, quite a diversion, as you said. In fact, it was over 100, they're now saying, mortars and rockets that were fired into Israeli territory. As was reported in the international news, one hit a school just a half hour before the students were due to arrive in it. The Israelis deliberately pulled back their responses after their initial barrages into Gaza to counterattack. They were trying to calm the situation, and it did, in fact, basically do that, but only for a couple days. On Friday, there were again riots down in the Gaza Strip. Two Palestinians were shot. They were sending again the incendiary kites into Israeli territory. And by the way, Jimmy, the government said on Friday in Israel that thousands of acres have burned of forest and fields in the area where these incendiary kites are landing and setting fires. And that protest on Friday, by the way, was called from Gaza to Haifa. They said they would march up to Haifa. Well, of course, that didn't happen. A serious situation still developing over there, but the situation for the moment has calmed, but it just shows the potential for rockets to come from Gaza at any time. They can be fired much further than they were fired. Hamas rockets can reach up to Jerusalem and Tel Aviv and the airport, the international airport. That's happened already in previous conflicts, but it was the worst action, the strongest exchange since 2014. So significant, and another indication that things are bubbling in the Middle East.
David Dolan with an update on the Palestinian-Israeli conflict at the Gaza border. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. David Dolan has covered the Middle East as a journalist for over 30 years and always brings us great insight with his reports. This report is no exception, with this caveat. It seems that David was reading from the Bible, the pages of Bible prophecy. The Israeli-Palestinian conflict, referred to in Malachi chapter 1, Ezekiel chapter 35, and the little book of Obadiah, verses 15 to 18, give us the information on this prophetic scenario that will happen in the future. This prophecy is becoming reality today. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...